Track 8, Valley Gardens. The stream joins us again at Valley Gardens. Immediately you enter the gardens, there's a bridge from which you can see the weir that once supplied water to the old corn mill.
We're just below the premises of Briggs and Duxbury, and there's a small footbridge across the beck. And in the background there is a waterfall, but it's not a natural one, is it?
No, it's actually constructed to control the flow of water of Butts Beck so that the flow of water could be controlled downstream to the corn mill.
Follow the mill race or goit through the park until you reach Gisburn Road. As you come out of the park onto Gisburn Road, directly opposite is a primary school. Turn right up Gisburn Road and take the first turning on the left down the side of the primary school onto an unnamed road. Go down this road until you see a garage colony on your left. We suggest you pause the track and play the rest of it when you reach the garage colony. Thank you for pausing your player. The garage colony site, surprisingly, plays an important part in our story of stream and steam. It was here that the water from the mill race, or goit, was collected in a huge mill pond, or lodge, as Dennis Cairn well remembers.
I can remember the time when the dam was still there, where the nursery is now and the garage is behind there.
Is next to the corn mill?
Behind the corn mill,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, where the garage colony is.
That's right, yes. That was a dam when I was a boy, I can remember that.
Carry on down the road. At the end of the road, the old corn mill can be seen quite clearly on the left-hand side. Just before reaching the mill are several very old terrace cottages. Play track 9 when you reach this point.